this point, we're going to move up Kent State head coach Sean Lewis as his Golden Flashes are getting ready to get on the practice field in preparation for Thursday's contest against Buffalo. So we're going to go to Kent, Ohio, and be joined by Flashes head coach Sean Lewis. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Morning, Ken. Doing great. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time. And I know you're getting ready to get on the practice field, so we'll let you get right to it. And just comment about your preparation with these getting ready for Thursday night's contest. How has your team responded with getting back late after the tough loss at Toledo last week and kind of getting through and getting ready for Thursday's home game against Buffalo?
Yeah, guys have responded well. Obviously, with the extra days and the way things have been broken down with the schedule, having some time to get healthy, again, focus on some studies, different things, and handling the workday right way, feel good about where we're at in our preparation, and as you mentioned, getting ready to jump out on the field here to kind of have our situational day, a third down red zone, things along those lines, but great challenge ahead of us. Obviously, Coach Leipold and his staff doing a great job. You know, the Bulls are playing at a really high level right now, doing a great job running the football and really, really doing a great job defensively, you know, the top 15 total defense in the country. You know, it's going to be a great challenge, but always excited to get back home and play in front of our fans.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Lewis and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Specifically, when you look at film of Buffalo from an offensive side of things, what are some of the challenges they'll create for you?
I mean, just how well they play up front. Their O-line is really a cohesive unit. They do a great job controlling the pace of the game. You know, they have a very unique style that was completely different from a year ago with all of the, you know, outside skill guys that they had a year ago and Tyree Jackson and the explosive big plays. They're getting the same thing, but just in a different way, really dominating the time of possession, doing a great job running the football and really dictating things in the trenches. So we got to do a great job, as always, stopping the run and really limiting those opportunities and getting off the field when we get the opportunity to do so.
How about from the defensive side? Talk about the defensive schemes and some of the challenges the Bulls will create for your high-potent offense.
Yeah, they do a great job up front. You know, kind of a unique setup with their coaching staff where they got, you know, two defensive line coaches, and it's really paying off for them. Their defensive end and their defensive tackles really dictate things up front. Ever since they've gotten healthy at the linebacker position, you can really tell that it's been a different unit within terms of the way that they're communicating, you know. But you go all the way back to the beginning of the year and they limited Penn State to 78 yards rushing. You know, they limited school down the road to 3 yards rushing. They're top 10 when it comes to their rush defense. So their front six, front seven, really stout, really physical, plays with great technique, really disciplined unit, and they really make you earn every single yard. So we got to be at our best.
Talk about with the pending weather coming across and through Northeast Ohio here, the special emphasis that special teams might play in this contest.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously all these games, especially late in the season when we get into action play, you know, we played in quite an incredible weather game a year ago up at Buffalo's place with the amount of wind that we had, and special teams was huge because those one plays in any particular unit can really swing the game. Again, we feel like we got some pretty dynamic weapons when it comes to Trickett and Derek and Joey with what they're able to do at our specialist position. But this, you know, the weather, it's what you get. It's a part of action football. It's what makes it fun. And, you know, the kids are really embracing the opportunity to get out and play.
For your Golden Flashes to have success Thursday night, what do you need to accomplish?
We got to do a great job against the run. Again, it's the strength of what they do. It's been a weakness for us. We did a great job with it in the second half against Toledo, but obviously we did not start the game up to our standards. We're capable of doing that when we play our style of football and we play the way that we're coached to do so. Coach Kaufman and the defensive staff and the defensive players have done a great job really, you know, highlighting our strengths and limiting our weaknesses in that. But to have a chance, we got to stop the run so that we can play the game on our terms. Otherwise, if they're able to run the football and take the air out of it and really limit possession, you know, it's going to be a long night.
Well, Coach Lewis, we thank you for kind of adjusting your schedule. I know you're getting ready to go on the practice field. We'll let you get out there. I want to wish you the best of luck on Thursday, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next Monday morning.
Ken, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for Sean Lewis and his Kent State Golden Flashes getting on the practice field in preparation for Thursday's home game against Buffalo. Again, kickoff 7 p.m. Eastern this coming Thursday, November 14th, and that game available on CBS Sports Network.